How you doing, Michael, at MMA Legal?
Oh, hiya. Hiya. It's David Scott here.
Hi, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Somebody's actually dealing with the case.
Okay. Is it not ourselves, MMA Legal?
Oh, it is, yeah. It is. I got you. It is, yeah, yeah. It's back. I'm just making, I don't know, because I've done it a couple of times, and you're the first person to phone me, yeah.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. What's your name, sorry? Can I think of your name?
It's David Scott.
Scott. There you go. Have you sex? Okay. So you've been speaking to a couple of our team. I think one was Ben.
Okay. Can you do my favor? Hold on a minute. I'm going to put my hearing aid in because I've just got the wireless ones out and I can put on one stick. I can hear you better. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I can hear you now.
So, yeah, you've been dealing with our customer care team, David. They're the ones who've gathered all the evidence for, gathered all your details, your ID, I've got your passport, I've got your proof of address. It's my role just to progress your case, David, and gather the evidence for you, sir, if that's okay.
That's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, David, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said, my name's Michael. The company's MMA Legal. My role, David, is to gather the evidence and to substantiate your claim to the Scottish redress. I'm not going to go through your time in care today with you, David. We'll do that at a later date together. My role is more to find out how your time in care and the trauma that you faced has had an impact on your adult life, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay? Now that can manifest itself, David, in multiple different ways, whether that's the depression, anxiety, any sort of PTSD, alcohol or substance issues. What I'll do, David, is I'll write to those relevant authorities. I'll gather that as evidence.
To be honest with you, I think the most important one really is how I treated my kids. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's quite a hard one to say. I actually hit my kids, and because I got hit, I think when I was younger,
of course.
That actually progressed to whatever it is now. You know, obviously my kids are adults now, and I did it quite. I'm going to be honest with you, I did it quite often,
Yeah, that's monkey see, monkey do, isn't it? You're brought up like that. You thought that was the right way to do it.
Yeah.
You're conditioned and programmed, to that way of thinking.
Yeah, because I was bad when I was in a children's home, and my brother, we got hit. You know what I mean? It's quite hard. We got beaten up, but we got really smacked, you know what I mean? And it was, when you got older, it got worse because obviously you're a bigger person, you know, when you're 15, 16, they grab you and sort of punch you sort of thing,
yeah. Yeah. Of course.
And that, to be honest with that, actually with the impact with me when my kids, because it's quite hard to explain. I never knew a family life, if you know what I mean, because there was 24 of us. We're not individuals, we're all the same. We all got treated the same, And when my kids, I didn't like saying that I was horrible to my kids.
I think that was partly
because the only thing I knew was when the bag was smacked on me.
Have you ever had a chat with your kids? Obviously, your kids are adults now. Have you spoke to your kids about your time in care and what happened to you?
I've my daughter took me to Las Vegas and we fell out and she goes, why do you like that? I goes, I don't know. It was just the way it is. It's the way I was brought up.
Yeah,
and she said, oh, you feel like you're the victim. I'm the victim. My daughter said, I'm the victim. I understand that. I get that. I'm not like that now because obviously I'm older. I can control myself now.
Yeah, of course.
But when they were younger, it was hell. I say, even my wife, you know, I'm divorced now. I wasn't nice to my wife either. And the only thing I think, you know, was because when I was in the home, I seen my dad once or twice, and he hit me.
Yeah,
you
sad,
know,
isn't that?
You know, and
you conditioned that. You conditioned that that was the right way of, or the way of doing things. Not the right way, but obviously it was the. That was how you were conditioned as a child.
The that's only that way.
Your childhood was built on mistrust and, you know, abuse and, you know, abandonment.
To be honest with you, that's the only way I could think that it was, you know, the only way it was if they're bad, you hit them. You know, if they're no bad, you know what I mean? You know, it's a funny one. It's not really nice.
No, I get that.
Even saying it now, I hate myself, eh? You know what I mean? I hate myself because
I put
my kids through it.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get what you're saying. It's tough, isn't it? Because if you wasn't beaten as a child, the likelihood is you wouldn't be hitting your children.
It's
always from care, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I didn't know any different. That was the only way of doing it. It just came on. If you know what I mean, it's a strange one. It's one I wish I could take back, but obviously I can't. I talk to my daughter now. My daughter's still my friend, you know what I mean? No, but my son doesn't talk to me, but my daughter still talks to me, so I'm quite happy, yeah.
Okay, that's good. Do you suffer with any sort of depression, David? Have you ever been diagnosed with any sort of depression?
No,
or?
No.
No. Have you had any issues with alcohol?
Well, no. I drank a lot because I was younger than like anybody else, but no. But, you know, the other thing is, I had two brothers, Albert and Robert, and I put myself and Albert in a home and Robert in a different home.
Yeah.
I had only seen them once. In 14 years or 15 years I was in the children's home, and I seen him after, obviously, when I was an adult. He wasn't even like my brother. It was just somebody I knew.
Changed.
I went in his feet. My brother Albert died. I obviously cried, obviously, But Robert, nothing. Because obviously I was the only sibling left, so I had to bury him, No feelings at all for him, And they done that to me. You know what I mean? They didn't that day.
Yeah, of course.
Secretly, me and my brothers,
yeah. Yeah, of course.
Somebody should pay for it. I'm not saying any, even an apology, you know what I mean? Even an apology should apologise. The mentality of the social work department in 1966 to 1979, when I was there, I'm around maybe 78, whatever, locked them away. Don't worry about them. 15, they're there for life. That's what it's like. You were there till whatever, till you... There was no way you getting out of it,
Yeah. No, it's sad, isn't it?
We got hit with a serving spoon. We got hit with a knuckle. We got smacked. We got punched. We got chucked in stairs. Well, I got chucked in stairs once by somebody.
Yeah.
It might never be on file, but that's what happened there.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be. Well, it definitely won't be, let's be honest. But if there's a multiple complaints about Cannon Lodge, then, you know, and there will be.
I'm sure there will be, because I spoke to somebody else, Clive Hunter. He said his, obviously I don't know for sure, he said his sister took him to court, or taken him to court, somebody else took him to court, and things like that,
Yeah, okay, well, that's good, because if it's in the public eye, the likelihood is the Scottish Redress know about this children's home, so that's good, that's excellent. Is there any sort of medical, you know, assistance that you've had due to time and care, Okay. So what I'll do, David, is I'm going to write to the social services of the care setting that you're in. I'm going to gather all of your information. I'm going to then do you want copies of that information? I get David.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You know what I mean? That's fine with that. I'm not really bored with that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Give me, putting me anywhere up to 8 to 10 months. I'll offer it again in 10 months' time when I get it. If you're feeling different, then I'll send you it. If not, I'll just run through it myself. It's not a problem.
Okay. See, the other thing as well, it's not, maybe not just a little thing, but the good big thing to me is obviously I had a bad heart in 1966. It was a bit different, obviously, yeah. And my brother, the dwarf, well, it was a dwarf, he's passed away now, and they put me in a handicap school, you know, and they shouldn't have really done that, because I was nothing really wrong with me, as such. And then when I was 13, this is really traumatised me, really, I think, when I was that young. I went to a normal run secondary school,
Yeah.
And it was hellish. You know, I didn't, you know, you go to secondary school, history, biology, chemistry, I knew nothing. I never got that when I was in the park of West Park, the handicap school. You know, I never knew nothing about that. And I was just dumped in it. No help at all for the home or nothing.
Yeah, you've just been badly let down, have you?
No. I asked them and they didn't care.
No, of course. They don't care, do they? What I'll do, David, is once I get the information, obviously offer you it if you want it. If you want copies of it, I'll send you. If not, I'll run through it with you. We'll make sure that we've got all of your evidence up to date and make sure that you're happy with everything we've got. We haven't missed anything out. And what we'll then do, David, is we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress as part of our final submission.
Yeah.
What will happen then, David, is we will then get a panel date. That's where a panel of individuals in the Scottish Redress team will.
I've actually googled it. Yeah, I know what you mean. I read what it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So they'll judge our case on its merits, and obviously dependent on if they've had multiple, complaints about the care settings you're in. We'll hopefully then get what's called a recognition of injustice and also some financial compensation for you, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, obviously the money, fair enough, but I mean, even an apology for them saying we've done something wrong, we should have done that. You know, to me, that's more important than, the financial point of view, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Do you have any questions for me, David, on what my role is over the next 8 to 10 months?
Obviously, I understand you need to go and acquire everything there, I know it takes 10 months there, but sooner the better, sooner it comes better.
Of course. So just, obviously, David, because of the sensitive nature of these cases, I do need to just obviously go through our fees with you. And what other options are out there, just to make sure you fully understand and are happy before we continue. So you can actually apply to do the Scottish Redress yourself, David. You don't need a law firm to do that. Obviously, if you wish to, you can then obviously gather your own evidence and submit your case, but that's entirely up to you. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who will help you apply to the Scottish Redress scheme and won't charge you any fees. Now, they don't charge because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of a government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose or draw.
That's right, yeah, I've read that. And I think you say there's no win, no fee, but you take 20% if we win.
Yeah, so just to let you know, we don't participate in that scheme. So we've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We want to enter into a joint venture agreement or a private fee agreement with yourself on a no-win, no-fee basis. What that means is if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to give you the best chance of getting you the most amount of compensation and you know, recognition. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Mr. Scott. What that means is never pay us more than 20%, no matter how much work goes into your case.
I read that online, and I got your I got your email on that. That's fine, 20%, 21% is fine, 25% would be fine, you know what I mean?
Just on the flip side to that, Mr. Scott, if we are unsuccessful, due to obviously the sensitive nature of these cases and the, you know, the hardship that you've been in and been through from your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial stress. So for our, if we are unsuccessful, we won't come knocking at you or your door for our fees. Our insurance policy will cover any of our fees or costs over the next 12 months. So we'll never fall on you to pay us any money, Mr. Scott, if we're unsuccessful. Is that okay?
We hope we're successful
Yeah, hopefully, buddy. Do you fully understand those three options I've gave you?
I understand that you're working for me, but I understand that. And if we win, you get 20% of the, whatever it is. That's fine. I'm happy with that.
And you're happy for me to continue, David,
Please, thank you. I appreciate that,
Just to let you know, David, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you weren't aware of that, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period for you from today. Alternatively, you can waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case, but that's entirely up to you.
Just waive it. It's fine. Just go with the case, please. I understand. I've read it all. It's fine.
Excellent. What I'll do, David, is I'll write to you then within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, our outline of our process. You have my number. My name's Michael. Save my number. If you need me for anything, just give me a ring. But I'll be in touch with you over the next few weeks anyway, just to check in, let you know how I'm getting on, and give you any sort of updates on our case.
Lovely. I appreciate that, Michael. Thank you.
And I appreciate it. Thanks for ringing back in, David.
No, thank you. Thank you,
No, enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. Speak to you soon.
Okay, cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, sir. Bye now. Bye-bye.